Rav, we are going to continue Parshas Bamidbar. Today we'll do Shlishi. So Shlishi is continuing where we left off with the census. We counted the Jewish people, and right with the help of the Nisian. And now that the Jewish people are all counted up, we came with a total, which we spoke about the other day. We're ready to discuss the formations, what are called the degalim. So a degel, modern Hebrew is a flag. It could mean a flag or a banner or even just a formation. And these are going to be, this is the way that the Jewish people are going to be situated around the Mishkan. Basically, what the structure looks like, there's the Mishkan at the center, and that's right. Hashem's presence is found over the Mishkan. And then surrounding it in four directions, there are going to be the 12 tribes divided into four groups of three tribes each. So right, there's one from the north, one from the south, one from the east, and from the west. Now, in the inner circle, meaning on the inside of each tribe, there's actually going to be a Levitic tribe as well. Levi is going to be split into four groups, really. They're the three sons of Levi, which are Gershon, Kos, and Merari. So those three tribes of Levi, plus there's also the Kohanim and Moshe's family. So that's going to be considered almost like a fourth tribe. So again, around the Mishkan, you're going to have on each of the four sides of the Mishkan, there's going to be a different group of Levim, one of them including Kohanim. And then on the outside of that, there's going to be a Degel, which is going to have three tribes in it. The Degelim are, so in the front would be Yehuda with the Issachar and Zebulun. The next one is Reuven, Shimon, and Gad. And then on the other side is Ephraim and Manasseh and Binyamin, and then the last one is Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. And those are the four degalim, and the Mefarshim discuss a lot, why they're paired together, why they're in the orders that they are. I mean, some of them are more obvious. Like you can tell that the one with Ephraim, Manasseh, and Binyamin, that's clearly the Bnei Rachel tribe. You have Dan, Naphtali, and Asher is the Bnei Shvachos, the sons of Bilhah, and one son of Zilpah. And then there are two other tribes. Sorry, the two other Degalim are clearly Leah tribes, but because there isn't Levi one, so Gad was put in there. But that's just like the simple, superficial outside look at what's going on here. But the Farshim discussed that certain tribes were there to complement each other. Each of the Shvatim had its own unique kohos, and some of them were important to complement and even supplement some of the other Shvatim, that's discussed. Midrash Rabba, other places discuss the symbolism of the tribes. First of all, the signs on the flags, meaning that they had these flags, these banners, and there were images and actually colors. The Midrashim discuss how the colors of the flags were actually corresponding to the color stone for that tribe on the Choshen. So, for example, Reuven had Odem, right, which is a ruby, right? Odem is Lashon of right, Adom, red. Could be ruby is connected to Reuben, actually, which is Reuven. But this, so he had red, so his flag was red, because his stone on the Choshen was the Odem, and so on. And each one had also a symbol, and many shuls have stained glass windows. I believe ours does too. Unfortunately, it's been a while since we've been able to see it, but that match some of the symbols that were on the flags. So that's what the flags look like. And the Midrashim discuss some of the symbolism, and a lot of other Mefarshim take it even to the next level. Kliyaka points out just some interesting. Some interesting levels of drush that there is to be learnt from these different formations. He says that each one of these degalim actually reflects a different midah, which can have, well, so based on the Rambam says that there are four midos that someone needs, or four midos that Hashem can rest the Shechina on. Among them are chachma, gvura, so that's right, wisdom, and strength. and there's Osher, wealth, and then there's Midos, or Anava, humility. And he points out, he does a whole drasha to show how each one of these corresponds to each of those four things. I'll just mention one by way of example, that the first one, Degel, Machne Yehuda, which is Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. So he says that represents Chachma, Torah, and that he goes through each one and shows how each one is, you know, so Yehuda is the Mechokek, as he's blessed in the Berachas Yaakov, meaning making laws and living by the Torah, and we see that also the kings of Yehuda are supposed to have a Sefer Torah with them. And of course, Yisachar, famously, the Yodei Bina, they know, they're the big learners. And Zvulun, first of all, he points out how Zvulun, based on a pasuk in Shoftim, Zvulun also represents they're called Sofer, also learn Torah, but also, of course, they support the Talmud Torah, Yisachar, and they're equal partners in it. So he does further drashos and ramazim, many mefarshim do, and many darshanim do, and many of the, you know, the rebbes do. So it's worth looking into. A very interesting, the infinite depth of what seems to be simple, of just, you know, these tribes traveled and stayed and camped in these positions, but there's a lot lying beneath the surface, and it's really like a gold mine of beautiful ideas if you're just mining a little bit into the Mefarshim here.